Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Duct tape it.
Oh, we still have an action point.
Once we get out of here, we can get that. Once we're out of here, we can
take it to those
people that we dump all the stuff on.
I assume we don't destroy it right away. Because we need to figure out if they can help us out on the clues.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
You can hand it to me.
Yes, I do.
I can read it, maybe.
Hit me.
I can read it. I'm just afraid to touch it.
Oh.
Because it may suck our brains.
Well,
the other book.
Okay.
The last book we found kind of milk.
And I can't get him to pick it up. He's learned.
Can you use your hands to pick it up?
Yeah, I'm using the mage hand to pick it up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, it doesn't get pecked.
Or wrap it in a blanket. Use the adventurer's duct tape. And
make a perception check as you're managing to get the book into...
All of us or just him?
Anyone intently watching him? But
I am intently watching. Oh, no, I'm apparently not intently watching.
33.
Let's see.
Well, that's not bad. That's a...
24.
23 over here.
All right. Pretty much anybody who's looking can kind of tell that the... It looks like the book has...
25.
Like, loose pages stuck in it.
And those will be the explosive.
And all of a sudden, all of a sudden white powder goes out.
Oh, crap. Man,
don't
not
breathe.
Again.
Now you're shaking the book. It's
watch all the pages come out and,
and disintegrate into you.
Problem taken care of. We ain't have any holy water.
It was a poor description. It's a book that wasn't really bound very
well. Okay.
It looks more like it was basically made by, it's like homemade binding, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Like somebody like drilled some holes through it and tied it together with twine.
And what is it called? The Book of Hate?
The Book of Faceless Hate.
Faceless Hate. That's just a nifty type of book that's going to be wrapped
faceless.
Up.
I asked if it was, you know...
Is it magical? You already looked?
Are you going to show it to anybody?
See if it's magical first. What's that?
Okay. I said, is he going to show it to anybody?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, he's right in front of everybody.
You are?
Yeah, I'm doing this in front of
everybody. Okay, okay.
I got a 23 on Arcana.
He had, okay. He had to chisel it out of the ice. I think we kind of noticed.
That yeah. What did you get on Arcana? If it's 20. Higher, then I'm helping you. If mine's higher, you're helping
D20
me.
Plus, right. D20, yeah, sorry. D20 plus 12.
Yeah. 20.
20, so with a plus 2, 25 between the two of us.
There's some residual magic on it, but it's because you're pretty sure that's from the ice.
Okay.
The book itself does not appear magic.
Have you ever heard of this type of book?
I doubt it, but I will give me a second.
I'd like to try diplomacy on the book.
Now book.
I sell out.
It was a 1,000-page book with detailed instructions on what we're supposed to do.
I get a 14 on diplomacy. Out, yeah.
So now we've got to figure out the order in which to do.
Speaking to the book in soothing tones.
You can't be alone with it.
I can't figure out what it is. I probably don't know what it is either.
You've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try it. Only skill I have that would possibly do anything is religion. But,
Okay, stand back.
Ooh.
This might be important. I'll huddle in the corner, put on my glasses, pray to whatever gods are listening.
Rephrase that.
Right.
Not whatever the good gods.
Good gods are listening. Actually, neutral and good gods who are listening.
It's really a matter of perception, isn't it?
Just say Lothian.
The evil gods that are not here. Any gods that are not in this chamber, if they're listening...
Just say Lothian. Moving on.
Fine, Lothian.
All right.
And at the same time, I'm following him. I'm following him over there because I'm tired of diplomacy and I'm trying to intimidate the book, and I got a 28.
All right.
No means no.
When is threatening to torture the book?
I have scissors!
I will tear your pages.
Scissors!
Effectively, I might add.
I will scorch your pages!
I have bookworms.
The book is a collection of handwritten documents, letters, and notes, all written in different hands, some of which are nearly illegible.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it is, in fact, called the Book of Faceless Hate. And it looks like someone has scribbled all over it.
In crayon?
No. There are just notes everywhere. How long do you want to spend looking at it?
Like a minute and a half.
Avert your eyes.
What you can get out of it in a minute and a half. Go chaos, law sucks.
Rock.
It looks like it has notes on different
things. Humans
goals.
Are weak, humans are
oh,
weak.
Chaos
oh my
goals.
God,
okay.
Humans are weak.
Fine, wrap it in it, wrap it up again, put it in the...
Put it in the cool. On chaos, and the lords of chaos, chaos balls.
At some point, Kaya might be interested.
Yeah, we may have to
it.
Investigate
something
this.
Called the Night of Dissolution.
We'll read that later.
Something called the Final Ritual.
Yeah, we'll definitely read that later.
Yes, I believe Kaya knows a bit, has said stuff to us about the Night of Dissolution.
Take a group of adventurers. Second, send them into dungeon through Batman's stomach. Third, find book. Fourth, read book.
Let's look. Step one, collect underpants.
Okay. Fifth,
step three.
Step three, profit.
Perfect.
Fifth, book with me. Sixth.
Do not read book aloud.
Sixth.
Whatever happened with...
Mage, sit you in corner. Vote name of Lothian.
Guys, we just started the night of dissolution. It's totally your fault. I'm out.
Yeah, and that's step seven.
Yeah, that
totally his fault.
Wow. Hey, who knew this book was going to itself as we were talking?
All right. Well, after our brief respite here, are we all healed up?
Yes.
We can
yes.
Spend our various healing surges and whatnot.
Yes, I spent healing surges.
Into the breach!
You have now had a second encounter, so you guys recharge
reach a milestone, meaning you get an extra action point.
Woo! Yay!
That means I have two.
Woo-hoo, I have two.
I got one. I can't find.
Ka-ching!
Yep.
Alrighty. Once more onto the breach, dear friends.
Lock and load.
Sure.
Where the hell did you get that?
It was in the ice.
It was in the trunk?
Yeah.
Yes, the trunk is actually the trunk from...
Dragging. He's dragging. Where did that come from?
I got one for everybody.
Inside, you're going to sound like basics of chemistry 101.
There's a chainsaw, a shotgun, some ammo, and a chemistry book.
I would totally sell gunpowder all everywhere.
As long as it's not Rincewind's book, I don't care. Our trunk, I don't care.
Shivel? Screw Shivel, we started a meth lab.
No! I will point out that you can get... gunpowder.
Yeah,
there
that's true.
Guns.
Yeah,
there are guns.
We did find guns before.
But not a chainsaw.
It's somewhat of a lost art, but it is returning, actually. Making guns. Not making chainsaws.
Okay, so we're ready to...
You start working on that.
This barbarian raging with two chainsaws.
You're suddenly carving out an ice coupon from the ice.
All right, we should go forward.
Yep. All right, put me at the head of the line, and I will blaze a path in.
We need to get through the ice first.
Basically, what you're doing is you're standing on top of what looks like some kind of a frozen pond, and there's about 2 feet. Well, like right now, you're sort of ankle deep in slush. There's a couple of feet of ice between you and the water. And
so it's going down, basically.
But it's going down.
Huh.
And I'm standing in the alcove. Still. So I should probably move out of there.
Do I resist elements? Did I take resist elements?
Just turn off your sense of touch.
Just call fire elemental and be done.
Sadly, I did not.
Damn.
I'm wondering if Knock would open this.
Knock.
Doom, doom.
Ooh.
Is this considered a door?
It's clear that you can, you could get rid of the ice. Clearly, melting works
melting.
On the ice.
Chipping it away works.
You chipped it away earlier.
Does anybody have a sonic attack?
No.
Just vibrate it and break it.
We could all start singing.
Yeah.
Well, we have a music box, it plays something from Journey.
It does?
Yeah. What is it? Well, I threw it away. Wait, I have the music box here, but it plays something from Journey. I can't remember what.
Don't Stop Believing?
Maybe that's what it is.
Don't Stop Believing.
So I'll open the music box and see what that cat is.
I can't take Steve Perry.
Well, we have oil.
Well, then our options are obviously melt the ice or try to smash through the ice.
That
I'm digging at it with my mace.
Actually, how long, far
does
it
look? Mace.
A couple of feet.
Okay.
The water.
I'm hitting it with my face.
How far does the water go?
You got a wall here, mm-hmm. and there's the pool, and it looks like there's a passageway underneath that is flooded. But you can't tell from where you're standing how far it goes.
So okay, so I'm still hitting it with my mace.
Right.
And is happily digging with a blunt object.
Yes.
It smashes ice, doesn't it? Huh?
Making some progress.
Okay, you guys have fun with that. I'm going to sit down here and, wait until the ice is gone.
What does like alchemist fire do?
Burn stuff.
Would it melt the ice?
It's expensive. Why don't we just use oil?
Do we want to melt everything?
Okay, if we have oil, then...
Not necessarily. I think we want to melt a passage.
Melt a passage, don't we?
You're the one who likes the fire, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, Mr. Wizard.
You didn't want us to...
How long does it take me to chip through all of this? As they're discussing
I put to a vote. If you guys want to go back and rest, we can go back and try and rest and then come back. That's up to you guys. But do you really want to use one of your daily powers melting through ice?
No. Hence me using my mace.
You're almost through.
Okay. Okay.
I'll help.
If somebody else has got something blunt, I'll help too. I'm not using my dagger to dig through it or my claws.
And she gets to the ice.
Yay.
I have a magical axe. I doubt that this ice is going to dent the blade much, so...
Okay.
It's big and flat. I can use it as a shovel.
You have a roughly twin-sized hole in the ice through which you could drop freezing cold water below.
Perception
and die
first.
From hypothermia.
My real perception. Oof.
Sure. What are you trying to believe?
I was trying to see if there was anything in the water, but apparently I don't know that.
Water looks remarkably clear.
Looks clear.
Nature check?
I stick my head down there and look through the water and see how far it is.
Okay. Well, first, it's really friggin' cold.
I know. That's what, just my head.
The part that won't be affected by the cold.
I would say it's probably like dim light.
Right. So, maybe 20 or so feet. It goes as far as you can see. It looks like there's a rough passage that goes as far as you can see before it disappears into the darkness.
And the rough passage is all water.
Pull my head out.
You take a point of damage.
Ew!
It is that cold.
That's cold! Refreshing in that... Ow! My skin's melting off. Cold this sort of way. I'm so sad.
I'm reasonably sure you have never been that cold in your life.
I don't want to go through there.
Huh. Okay.
If we knew how far it was,
do
I
we
could
need to
probably
make a
just
hole? Maybe it,
create a
hole
door and
come out
walk
far
through
enough
it.
That it will equalize in. You know what I mean?
Wait on that.
The passage looks like it's about 10 feet wide. And like I said, it goes pretty much, you can only see maybe 20 feet, but it, after that point, it disappears.
Can you make friends?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He gets the other side, and then what?
Then he's dead, because that is cold.
Please.
Then take resist the element. Do you have that ritual?
No.
I didn't, you know.
No, I've got gentle repose, create campsite, comprehend language, brew potion, and detect secret doors. And I detect a secret door.
You have to do the ritual.
Okay.
And it will cost money.
Which will cost you some money.
How much money?
Usually it says.
Well, I don't have a card for the ritual.
Under the ice that we just carved out, is there any airway passage at all? I mean, is it all water, or is it...
As far as you can tell, it's all water.
Okay.
25 gold.
I have 273 gold pieces, according to this. And that's not with whatever we got left.
I'm going to take a crossbow and tie something to it and light it.
Sure?
Try to shoot it.
And basically what it allows you to do is make an arcana check and use the result as a bonus to perception check to immediately find any secret or hidden doors in your line of sight.
Right below us there?
Yeah, but there's a wall.
I think we just...
But people can aid you while performing the ritual. I mean, they can't aid you in the resulting
kind of
check,
cave.
The resulting perception.
Oh, it's like an enclosed cave. I thought you said it was.
You're in this kind of natural cave that has a pool in it that happens to be frozen over. Mm-hmm. It's got 2 feet of ice on top of it. You're standing over. You now have a 2-foot-deep hole in that ice. You could fire a crossbow bolt into the wall, but it's not really going to do anything.
So are we going down or across? I guess I'm a little confused.
In order, if you wanted to go through the passage, you would have to go down.
So if we go down into the water,
down
in
the water,
across.
And then up.
Now,
and hope there's a place that we can breathe at some point.
So the water meets where the ice ends.
Well, we need to go through there.
Yep.
Right.
But you probably don't want to go through there with all that armor.
It would help if we knew how far it goes.
Just,
Whichever one of us is the strongest swimmer, they could tie a rope around
themselves. Swimming is athletics.
And we know how long the rope is. So, they could tie the rope around themselves, swim, when they get to the end, tug it, and we can kind of guesstimate how long it is.
And you're volunteering for this?
No, I'm volunteering.
Is pull. One tug is I found the end. Two tugs is pull me back. What's a one long continuous?
No, no. You're making this too complicated. There's only one tug.
That means something found me.
Anything beyond that, we just ignore.
Well, it's not really a tug. It's just a long continuous pulling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to see what. If it's penalty, what penalties we get?
If it's an athletics check,
on our it's our armor check, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what your penalty would be. Your armor check.
I really don't want to go in there, but I think we have to.
Armor okay. check. So my check penalty is only check. Minus two, which means
minus one.
Which means I would have plus nine athletics, basically, to swim that.
I would have the same.
So.
I'll swim it.
My athletics is less. What about Kaya?
What's your move?
My move is six.
Okay. Kaya, you move faster than I do. Put her in the bag.
So I move at five.
Kaya is still there, but what is her athletics?
She doesn't wear armor, though.
Well, yeah.
Basically, you're gonna probably take damage going through this thing.
I'm aware of that. So, I wanted to rope.
Actually,
not so
Kaya
much as a distance,
has
but
a minus
so, no.
one environmental damage lesser adaption.
Yeah,
she would take less damage.
Sure, and I'll throw her to the wolves when she's not here.
But and I think taking a rope in is a good idea.
Well, I was going to take the rope in just so that I knew where the hole in the ice so I could breathe later was too.
Well, you know, one thing they used to do is if you have a bag, because most of our bags are going to be made out of either leather or animal skin.
Yeah, if we have a water
you fill
skin.
Them with, you fill them with air, tie it, and as you swim, even though it makes you kind of
buoyant,
you still swim,
it.
And then as you go...
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I'll dump out one of our water skins.
Okay.
I think we should just dump out, whoever's going.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. I'll go.
Are you sure? Because she's got a plus 10.
And I can take slightly less damage.
And she takes less damage.
I was going to say, I can take my armor off and have a plus 10. I mean, you know.
Well,
I'm anticipating having to put armor back on quickly.
In the room.
And she doesn't have to worry about armor because she doesn't wear it. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe he wants a refreshing swim.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm guessing I've got more hit points even if I'm taking damage.
Actually, that might be true, yeah. She's got 61.
I've got 68.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, only by 7.
That's still.
And since she's not here, I'm not going to make her do it. So
yeah,
I'm
she's
going.
Swimming and she gets eaten.
The other thing we have to figure out is if you go down there and you come up, we'll need to know
how far
it is. So I don't know if you're going to want to come back through again.
How many lengths of 50-foot silk do we have?
Oh, plenty.
Okay.
I've got two lengths of 50 foot.
Every 10 foot, we tie a knot in a rope.
Yeah.
And as I've gone in, for every knot that comes in works. With me, we know how far I've gone.
Fabulous. I think this is a plan.
All right. Sounds vaguely, suspiciously plan-like.
Okay. Well, we will take my 100 foot of rope and every 10 feet tie a knot.
Okay. So,
I'll hold on to the rope
more as well. So,
yeah.
Okay, so, you're going in.
Okay. I'll strip out of my armor.
Dun.
Oh. Okay. So you drop in. Go ahead and give me a couple of athletics?
Yes, that's
good. Don't run away from me.
Couple of athletic rolls.
Sure, now roll something good.
That would be an 18.
Basically, if he succeeds, if it's a regular swimming thing, if he succeeds, he can move half his speed.
Okay.
That would be 20.
Second edition game where that's fine. Robin's character.
That's actually enough to get you to
was,
the end. That's almost enough to get you to the end. Because your move is, what, 6?
Uh-huh. So he's going 3.
So after 3, that's about 15 feet. And after 3 more, that's about 30 feet. You only have another 10 or so to go. That's the good news, is that it ends. The bad news is that this is really... There's 2 points of bad news. It's really, really bitterly cold.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that you take 7 points of damage.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
And that was 1 round.
Uh-huh.
You can see the end from where you are.
Okay.
And it looks like the other set of bad news is that it's also frozen over on that side.
That's kind
of
what I was expecting, too.
But from where you are, given that there's basically no light down here, it's hard to tell. Like, well, I would assume that you guys probably have a...
We have an ever-burning torch. There's like 3 of those in the party.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So I'm sure you probably took one of the ever-burning torches, which is fine. Mm-hmm. The bit of good news is that on the other side, it looks like, as far as you can tell, from 10 feet back, you don't see anything moving around in whatever the room is, but there is a sheet of ice on top of it, and it's probably about 1 foot thick. So you're going to have to, if you want to get out, you're going to have to dig through the ice from the bottom.
All the while taking damage in the water.
How much? Sure. Yeah. Well, dang it.
Good. Nobody's got a flame blade or anything like that, right?
No.
No, but if I knew there was an opening on the other side and it was
you could swim
10
back
squares
and...
or less.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm at the end, I go back.
Okay. Give me
2 more.
2 more rolls.
26. 15.
Okay. Take 7 more points of damage. And you get back just fine.
I'll pull him up out of the water as soon as I see him.
Even that short little time he had in there, he's sort of, sort of bluish. It's cold in there.
What's the distance counting?
It's okay, we have various blankets and whatnot, so...
I made it 3 moves each turn, so that...
2 moves each turn.
Well,
I made it 30 feet in, and then 30 feet back.
Right.
But you could tell it went on for another 10, so you got about 40 to go before you can break through the ice up top. Mm-hmm.
So... 40 altogether? 50?
40.
40. No, 40 to get
40,
somewhere we could break through.
And each square is 5 feet. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 8 squares. Mm-hmm. Was there an opening?
No, it's frozen solid on that end. I mean, there's ice above on that end.
There's no air, though.
No air.
Okay, so did it appear to be... Here's my question. I know there's ice blocking the water, but did there appear to be an opening above the ice sheet?
There does appear to be a room above the ice sheet.
Yeah.
That's then our ice, I guess. Maybe that's
okay.
It just looks like the ice is thinner over there.
There we go.
Well, I can probably dimensionally door over and break the ice from above.
Do you have to be able to see it, though?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says...
if it's a teleport thing, you have to be able to see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. So unless it specifically says you don't.
You trace the outline of the doorway in front of you. Step through the portal and reappear somewhere else nearby. It's at will... Personal range, it's teleport 10 squares.
Teleport.
You can't take other creatures with you. So you have to be able to see it.
Yep. You have to be able to see where you're going.
But if you swam over there, you could probably teleport through the... you can kind of see through the ice. I would let you teleport through it.
If you could make it through that.
Yeah, but I was hoping not to swim.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Hey, code!
Is there a way we could insulate your bird from the cold?
I'm not saying they swim.
I'm saying if I swam with it in a...
Actually...
In like a glass box or something.
He could, then I could see it. Now the problem is,
well, birds don't swim.
No. It doesn't matter about swimming. You just have to sit with him. The problem is the damage.
Yeah, that's why I said
it's going to kill him.
We have a bird. That's why I said.
And he'll just reappear back here, going, "You son of a bitch."
The bird just goes.
Now, though, what we could do is we could put the bird in my bag of holding. When you get to the end, you could pull the bird out.
I think you can't put anything living in a bag of holding.
He's not really living, so... He's not really a living creature. He's a, the bird's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Heck, heck. Okay, so maybe that's a bad idea.
The bird is looking at you in that way that owls can, like with his head
spinning around. Like, yeah.
Going, motherfucker, you out of your damn mind. I'm not going into a goddamn bag of holding. I don't give a fuck who you are.
You can't make me. I ain't doing it.
So your raven has got a ghetto accent.
Owl.
Your owl has got a ghetto accent. That's awesome.
When some motherfucker's trying to put me in a bag of holding.
Screw it. Fine. I'll just...
That's why I was just... You know.
I was also just cracking up the idea of opening the bag of holding in the thing.
Oh, that's true.
Rain.
If it was second edition and I had a bag of holding 4, I would say, yeah, we'd attempt that. But in this edition, no, it's only 200 pounds.
You're not going to get a whole lot of water in there.
No.
Well, how much is a pound of water? A gallon? A
gallon. Seven pounds to a gallon.
7 pounds to a gallon. Let's see.
Yeah, but you don't.
It's 1,400.
No. Now we could go buy a bunch of bag of holdings and just be like, I like this idea.
But the question is, could we even drain it enough with one bag?
Right.
To make an air pocket while we're digging.
No. The answer to this question is still no.
Is there somebody here that doesn't need to breathe?
No.
No, we all need to breathe.
We all need to breathe. We can turn off certain senses.
Yeah, I can turn off senses.
I'll dig in my bag for body parts and be like, well, how do you feel about animation of the dead? Because, no, that's beyond my control.
No, because in Arcana, at some point,
we just send skeletons out there. Go, my skeleton horse! Yeah.
The sad thing is, if they're minions, they're just going to die on contact.
Yeah. Well, but in second edition, they would be immune to the environmental effects the cold. So he'd just be down there, be like...
Standing at the bottom.
Whatever. And then we just let our skeletons go. So cheap.
Of course, our other option is to dig through 40 feet of ice. Straight ahead.
You can swim through it. Well, no, the thing is, that what's in front of you is not ice. It's a stone wall that is iced over.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
yes, you could try digging through 40 feet of stone.
No.
No, thanks.
Three years later.
I hate to say it, but the best option we have is either empty our water skins, use that as a breathing apparatus, and then one or two of us go down there and try to chip away at this thing.
Or you swim
down there and dimension door in, and then...
I vote you swim down.
Hit it with, and then I would say either way, we probably should go
off
and
rest
first.
I'm haunting you.
We should probably go off and rest first.
Yeah, we should.
All right. Instant campsite here.
Instant campsite.
It's cold in here.
It's cold in here, bitch.
Fine, up the ladder then.
Up the rope and then up the ladder.
How about just up the rope and at that top area?
That's fine.
We'll just toss the zombie bodies. There. Yeah. We have a campfire.
We have blankets and bedrolls. We'll be
between my instant campsite and her instant food.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
Her instant campsite, dude.
Food. Okay. One long rest later. Extended rest later. Everything's back.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, question: the amount of ice he explained. Would a fireball melt that ice?
We put it in other terms. You need to melt through. You need to do 36 points of damage to the ice. in order to break a hole in it.
36. So possibly.
Doesn't make much difference.
And before you ask, you know, the ice is not vulnerable to fire.
That's a name.
It's probably the opposite, actually. It's the heat of the fire it's vulnerable to, but the fire itself, it's just going to try and put out.
You can say this on the end of the encounter as a standard action. So, okay, outside of an encounter, spells last 5 minutes, if it says till end of the encounter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to swim down there?
Not long.
12 seconds. Mm. Basically, it was around out and around back.
Well, yeah.
Take a look at this.
Well, it was two. He did two moves in, two moves back, right? So that would have been.
Yeah, it was a double move.
But yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was around out and around.
Take a look
back
at that before I choose daily spells.
So we're healed all the way back up again.
Yeah, we're healed all the way back.
Cast it, roll it. Have it sit there. At the end, spinning.
How far does it move?
I don't know. What does it say?
Can't you?
It's within range, but you can't.
What's the range on your Bigby's hand? How far can you move it?
It's a range thing, so I'd say you'd have to be able to see where it is, see where you're where you're planting it.
Then yeah, it's a range 10, so I'd be able to fit. Then I can just look from. No, I can't because it's still far enough away. Fine. Okay. I don't like this idea.
No, I think that's a good idea. It's just you'll have to be able to see where you're using it. It's probably the best idea, the best thing we've got.
You think it's better than teleporting above it?
Do you have any way of marking me so you know where? I mean,
no, I don't have anything that I can see through other people.
I'm not talking about absolutely, seeing through.
There's absolutely no space between the ice and the water down there.
No, I have to be able to see it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd have to stick your head down there and watch for 5 minutes, and you can't hold your breath that long.
Not yet.
Yeah. And you can't even see that far. Anyway.
There's always lichen later on.
Ultimately, it's that water is what's killing
Fine.
Us.
Fine.
How much damage does it do?
Your axe, how much damage does your axe do, Ethan?
My axe? Uh-huh. Depends on what I'm doing with it.
Okay. 2 die 6 plus...
But it's at least a d12 plus 4.
2 die 6 plus 7.
Because I don't have a magic weapon. I don't want to use my short sword or my claws to try and dig through the ice.
2 die 6 plus 7 per hit.
You're talking about average of 1d4. It would be through in about 3 rounds.
Or I could attempt a fireball, but that's not...
Actually, it would be through in like 2.5 rounds.
Okay.
But it's still magical fire. I would say it's magical fire, right?
Yeah.
So would the ice and the water down there quench magical fire? Because he's got flaming sphere. What if you just send the thing down there? Send the flaming sphere down into the water. Would it steam off the water?
Would it steam off the water? Could it eventually... Probably eventually, yes. But
well, the thing is, I can sustain this power until the end of the counter. As a standard action, you can make another attack. Actually, I think the teleport might be.
Well, if you teleport and then do that, then you can have it available for the encounter if we need it.
And then whatever's on the other side only has 2 rounds.
Yeah.
To eat his head.
That's true. Or I could just cast fireball at it. I really like my Big V's icy grasp. It makes me happy. Right, if I die, I'm haunting you.
I was wondering if I'd it with the axe, but, you know.
All right. Somebody with access to the DMV, look up, or I guess Player's Handbook or whatever, look up how long you can hold your breath.
We were using the...
Yeah, I'm taking an empty water skin, too.
Okay, so...
I got 22 you can hold it. Swim.
You can hold your breath for 5 rounds.
It'd be two
and then you have to start making endurance checks.
All right.
At a DC of 10 plus 1 per round after 5 rounds.
So at 22 and an 18.
All right, no problem. First round, you do a double move, and you take 9 points of damage.
Oh, God, it's cold.
Second round, give me 2 more swim checks. Or give me at least 1 more swim check.
18.
All right. Second round, you get there, and you take 10 points of damage.
Oh, God, it's so cold. I hate you all.
And halfway through the second round, you are basically at the end, and you're looking up through a foot of ice going, wow, there's air up there. And it would be so awesome to breathe that and not be brutally cold. So, what are you doing?
I dimensionally door through it.
You door through it? Okay.
Bang.
You appear in a...
I'm almost bloodied.
You appear above an ice
pool in another
cave. In the dry portion of this cavern sit 6 chests, each covered with a thin layer of frost and ice.
Oh, God.
Every chest looks like it is pretty solid. Also, looks like there is this sort of kind of boarded up, not really boarded up, that there's a door, there's a steel door that is also kind of covered in ice, and looks like there's an inscription on it, but to get at the inscriptions you have to, actually there are inscriptions on all of the chests and the door, but to get at them you're going to have to chip off the ice.
Now do we have enough? Rope to tie so that each one of us can just hold on to the rope and he can just like pull us fast through the water so that we're not having to swim. We just hold on to it.
Yes, we have. I mean, I've got 100 feet of rope.
You
got
50.
We've got plenty. So.
Okay. I suggest we do that.
So you are alone in a room with a steel door and 6 chests, all everything covered in ice. Admittedly, a thin layer of ice.
Burning 2. Healing surgery.
So, just you and these chests at the door.
I know! Oh, God!
Now, did we send you with a rope? Probably not, because you teleported. Okay.
Yeah, that would suck for the rope. It's so long. The rope just got very slack.
We could send Sarah.
All right.
Well,
I got oil.
Or somebody.
We could go, and basically because I'm going to have to boost you up because I'm wearing
one of the inscriptions.
Right. Right.
See what the inscriptions
boost you up through the hole with the rope.
Doesn't matter. Is it 6 of them?
And then
there
are 6 chests.
So
number
6.
Next person, next people through.
Yep. Let's do that.
I have on my glasses.
And you would have told us approximately how long you thought the...
No.
Okay, we're going to give him 5 minutes. And then I say we go.
He took
5, just healing.
Is the inscription...
Let's just go.
Have you taken care of the hole?
That's probably my next step.
No.
No, you're looking at the chest. Hmm.
Okay, real quick then.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to burn off the one next to it.
Okay.
And see what that inscription says.
I'm going to kill him.
Open the hole.
I'm going to dunk him in the water when I get back here.
And well, at least give me 5 minutes. Come on.
I am giving you 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes,
I
they're hopping in the water and swimming over. Well,
you've burnt 2 healing searches and you're doing this.
Right, well, I'll mark those 2, then I'll go over to the hole and start melting that.
Okay.
Jeez.
5 minutes, we're going.
Okay.
I've got... You're coming with me?
Yes.
So I don't need your axe to cut it.
Chip, 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 chip.
Okay. Everybody going through needs to give me 2 swim rolls. Actually, you need to give me a total of 3 swim rolls.
Should have given me 10 minutes.
Athletics.
Not hard.
28.
I automatically beat a 5.
21. 28.
I mean, at the end of the day, you could just walk. I mean, you pretty much could just walk along the bottom. It's not that
easy. Okay.
So,
First round, you take 9 points, you take 5 points.
You apparently braced yourself from the first swim through.
Knew what it was like last time, yeah.
And the second round, you take 5 points and you take 8 points. In the second round, you're staring up at Tim, clearly trying to chip through this ice.
Just also hit it with the torch.
Take your hand and...
I will take axe out and start looking at it from this end.
Okay. And the masterwork short sword. And also
I roll damage.
Both of us?
To Tim. As you break through.
That'd be funny. 10 points of damage over me.
Okay.
Again, I'm raging against the damn ice, so...
It's you and my dander up!
7 points of damage from me.
I got 13.
So that'd be 30 points total.
It'd be 30. It's not quite there yet. So next round... You guys will break through the ice.
Take another 5.
You will take 8. And you will take 9.
Remind me not to ha-ha anymore.
I do 16 points of damage to it on my next hit.
It only has 2 points left.
It's fine. I still do 16 points of damage to it on my next hit.
Hail Tim in the process.
He really beats it.
Ice explodes out of the pool.
It was cold!
And I'll put the axe up. Shut the fuck up, fat man!
What did I do? And by my count, I only gave you 4 minutes.
I'll put my put the axe away, and then I'll boost him up.
And they have taken rope with
him. So in other words, I'm staying in the water another turn.
I can use my claws to climb out. So I climb out before you do, and I'll pull you out.
Either way, I'm going to have to stay in here an extra turn while somebody gets up there with the rope with to get rope. Me out, because yes. I can't climb ice in armor.
Take 5 points of damage.
Are you bringing your...
So that leaves everybody else.
No,
he's
staying behind.
There are now 3 of you there, and 3 of you back.
Right, but they had a rope, right?
I'll drop my rope.
They took a rope with them.
Holding on to an end of it. We around one of the chests.
They took a rope so that they could pull us through.
The floor.
Sweet! That makes it even better. He's heavy.
You're tying a rope around the chest, and what are you doing?
And then dropping the other end down.
Dropping the rope down the hole for me.
Okay.
So I can use the rope.
Sure.
And we had pulled rope behind us.
Yes.
Right.
Pulled rope behind us.
Okay, no problem. You get out. Through a amazing systems of ropes and pulleys, you managed to get everybody through with vaguely sort of minimal damage, though you will take 19 points. Gwen.
Okay.
We didn't really need to bring everybody...
15 points, Eunice. And
Kaya.
15 points for Kaya. That includes her damage reduction.
And then, assuming we can rest for 5 minutes.
5 minute rest.
And we can burn our healing surges to get rid of that.
Okay. This one probably has the key. This one has some sort of tools of the fearsome chaos breeze.
Yes, in this 5 minutes, what is in this room now?
6 chests. Everything in this room is covered in a thin sheet of ice. There are 6 chests, all of which have an inscription on it. There is also a steel door, also covered in a thin sheet of ice, also with an inscription on it. He has melted, or otherwise gotten the ice off of 2 of the 6 chests.
Now let's get him off the rest.
Okay. I'll do that while they're resting. Look at the inscriptions.
Yeah, look at all the inscriptions and stuff.
You still have the book?
Yeah, the book's in the bag. So far, this is what it looks like. 6 and 5.
What are the inscriptions?
No chains can bind us. No lock can resist the magic of this key of freedom in number 6. Number 5 is Tools of the Fearsome Chaos Priest.
And these are 3 of them.
And then, now are these in any order?
Read them to me, I'll tell you.
A blade to slice the flesh of any foe of freedom.
That's number 2.
Number
that
2.
That chest
in particular is about 4 feet long.
Okay. Twinned weapons sure to deal death to the oppressor angels.
That is a 6 foot long chest. That is number one.
Nice.
This is sure to pierce the heart of an overwhelmed tyrant. And that would be number three. Right?
That is a narrow chest that is 8 feet long.
I bet there's a key.
Number four says is a small chest about 3 feet long, and I'm not sure if you have this one or not because I'm missing one.
I've got one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, I'm missing one of them. Number four is about 3 feet long, and it says, "Hear the word of chaos, fools, and despair."
Lovely. It's just sure to pierce.
That's number four.
Sure to pierce the heart of an overwhelmed tyrant. That's what it says. Okay.
Did I say something else?
Number five says is a small chest. It says tools of the fearsome chaos priest. And number six is another small chest that says no chain can bind us and no lock can resist the magic of this key of freedom.
Number six is the all key.
Well, I'd say we should try opening these chests.
Let's see what's on the door first.
Yeah, let's see what's on the door.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's see what's on the door.
The door says, "The greatest threat to the stalwart kings of order created by that ancient elven champion, Viad the Slayer."
Okay, I have a question. Are all chaos cults evil? Or is it just most of the...
You really don't know much about chaos cults.
Okay.
Remember, this place wasn't originally, though.
She knows somewhat more than you guys do.
This wasn't originally a place where chaos cults were. Chaos cults came here eventually.
Originally, they are evil.
They are all anti-order, anti-establishment.
Okay.
Usually, in a very, very extreme way. Okay.
So, but this place used to be.
So this might have been like a tomb set up, you know, from the sound of it.
Right.
And
we might be able to use some of these against them.
The name on the door.
I'm going to try opening the.
Does she recognize the name on the door?
Which one is the? The one that is the blade to slice the flesh of any foe of freedom.
What if we can only open one?
We check for traps first.
We don't know.
We'll look at.
But let's go on assumption to start with. We can only open one.
Okay, well that's a good idea. We'll try to open with that we think is the all key. What's that number? Six.
Six.
I think.
Okay. It is locked.
I suggest we check it for traps of some sort.
I think Kaya has.
Kaya actually has thievery.
We all have thievery, but I think she has actual lock picks.
I was going to say, she has lock picks.
Yeah. She does, in fact, have lock picks.
Yeah.
Alright.
She took it a step further.
Now,
we can. I have knock. So we can do the ritual knock if we can't get through this way. I'm more worried about traps.
Yeah.
Because if I was...
So maybe we could do... she does that, we could do...
So let her look for traps first.
Well, and she should have a set of master lock.
All right. Somebody answer the player's handbook, because I didn't bring one.
Magic or something on it.
Look up the ritual. I believe it's a ritual called Arcane Lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what that does.
Sure. Let me get it. And knock is...
She should have masterwork lock picks.
But, you know... Okay, before we do that, most of us have... some sort of skill in thievery.
Yeah.
So we can help her if we beat a difficulty 10 up to a certain number of people.
Okay.
But I don't know what that certain number of people is. Do you remember, Eric?
Where would we look that up?
Three? Okay. Basically what I'm saying is, if we can beat 10, we can add some pluses to her check to find traps. I'm more concerned about this room exploding.
Right.
I'm not sure which one it's in. I'm not sure that it's in there. I think it's arcane, I beat
a 10.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Bless you.
Thank you.
But you did on
now
the
cut it out. No more sneezing.
I think it's something down here, whether it be the animal hair or
that's
whatever.
That's the cat. I'm sure it is. You and cats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Arcane lock. Here we go.
It's a difficulty, basically.
The arcana check with a +5 bonus sets the DC for thievery checks or strength checks made to open the door.
Okay. Or whatever.
Or whatever, right.
All right.
But if it doesn't work, we can try knock.
All right. So go ahead and give me your thievery rolls.
Kaya will first try just saying chaos. Nothing happens? Okay, because sometimes it's a verbal password it says. So, and that douchebag keeps saying chaos is the key. So.
Yes.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah.
No, wait a second, though. Tools of the Fearsome Chaos Priest. Chaos is the key. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't she look for traps? I got a 10 to add plus 2.
I got a 16.
So
plus
2. So. What? Perception?
No, it's just.
Or is it. What is it?
Thievery.
Thievery?
Or it might be perception.
Well, that's a. She gets a 29 on her thievery.
She is certain there, and you were checking the traps?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not trapped.
Okay.
As far as is physically.
The. Why don't we check to see if the Tools of the Fearsome Chaos Priest is locked?
Okay.
It is also locked.
Okay, never mind.
All right. Well, then she'll try to open the chest with the number 6, the one that we think the key
right,
is in.
Number 6.
Getting a mighty 17.
With all the bonuses? 19.
I'm not trained in thievery, so
I'm not trained.
So I think you need to be trained.
She can't open that one.
Okay, then give me 10 minutes.
She can't open that one.
Requires the DC you're trying to beat is a 26.
Okay.
All right.
How many of us can help?
3.
But we have to be trained. So my
I am.
I'm not trained.
3 people can help. Each person that helps, as long as they beat a 10. Adds a plus 2 to the final roll.
But you have to be trained.
But I believe thievery is a trained only skill.
Yeah, well, I have jack of all trades, which means that I'm trained in everything.
Yeah, she could. Well, you're not trained per se, but yeah, you're right. You would be officially. Okay, so that would be plus 2, so what did she roll?
I got a 17.
Okay. Levels. Why don't I try knock?
I was going to say, it doesn't really matter if all three...
Now, with Knock...
She's not going to get to 26.
Now, with Knock, anybody with Arcana can assist me to cast this.
Okay. Yeah, but barely
helped.
I got
17.
Okay, that's...
I got a 29.
Okay.
I, like, automatically help you.
2 plus...
If all I have to do is beat a 10...
Plus 5 for the thing. I got a 33 on that one.
Pops right
after 10 minutes. 35 gold. I gotta remember that.
Pops right open.
I will look in there.
Sitting all by its lonesome inside this tiny chest is a heavy brass key.
Is it the thing that we recognize as the all key?
I think we should check Arcana again against it before anyone touches
it. Have we had described to us?
I don't believe it's ever even been described to you.
Okay.
You just so we check for magic on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to.
This is going to take time, though.
Well, she
okay,
well
I rolled a 30.
Kaya can go ahead and try to pick the locks on the other ones too.
Okay,
32.
The target to be 26.
So we'll just go starting at 1.
Okay.
That would be a 25.
I added
as long as someone can help her, yes.
If yes. She, okay.
Because I got a 12.
So. Yeah, I think you have to beat a 10.
Yeah, okay. I got a 12.
Stop that. Then she fails miserably on the second, on chest number 2.
3.
On the third one, she fails again.
4.
On the fourth one, she kicks its ass and takes its name.
5.
On the fifth one, she... Ooh, that would be a 29, so still it's not going to do it. Or not 29, 19, sorry.
And while she's at it, does she want to do the door or not?
Let's wait.
No, let's
now,
wait.
It does say on failure she can try again as a new action to open lock.
Sure.
So...
Let's wait on the...
She'll just take...
Well, you know, we have the all key.
Yeah, why don't we wait and
well, we don't
do one thing at a time.
Not. We assume it's the
Yawgmoth. Yeah. Well, we got a 32 on our
page. We got it, yeah.
It is overwhelmingly magical.
Step back.
Look at each other. Yes. Okay. We both touch it.
You both touch it?
Yes. It's both a large key.
Lose one of your healing surges.
How?
Okay. It's fine.
It's nasty.
It's all right. I'm good with it.
Permanently?
No.
Permanently, okay.
Part of the property of the key.
That's fine.
As long as you hold the key, actually any day in which you hold the key, you get one fewer healing surge. So
okay.
You've touched it today, you get one fewer healing surge for the day.
Okay.
Now, if you were to not touch it tomorrow or not carry it on your person tomorrow, then...
You get it back.
Right. You get that back.
Put that over there. Okay.
But which are the ones that we managed to open, what, number 2 and number 5? Or no, not number 2.
Opened 1, 4, and 5.
1, 4, and 5. So what was in those?
Interesting.
Chest 1 says, twinned weapons sure to deal death to the oppressor angels.
What does it say?
You pop it open, and there are 2 bastard swords. One has a black blade that has streaks of red in it,
mm-hmm.
With a golden pommel. The other has mm-hmm. a...
So, if we need to really open locks, we can...
Actually,
we can use that, sure.
Well, more right. or less has this sort of dull red blade with streaks of black in it, with a silvered pommel. And they seem like they're sitting there, and you can kind of, even like looking at them, you can kind of, they seem like they're vibrating just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what
that was in 1?
What was in the tools of the fearsome chaos priest? That was the other one that got.
Well, we'll do 4 first, okay, which is cool. hear the word of chaos, fools, and despair, which is that has a 2-foot-long rod with a Faen skull.
Oh, great!
Set on one end. The Faen skull has an 8-pointed star carved on its forehead.
Lovely.
That was in chest 4.
And then 5.
Chest 5 is...
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.